From the gas in South Carolina to the blizzard in Pensacola, Florida, this weekend's racing schedule plus a conversation with Billy Ammons. And welcome to Short Track Talk, the official podcast of ShortTrackTalk.com. Hello, everybody. I'm Matt Jordan. We have a lot of racing to tell you about for this weekend, but first, street stock driver Billy Ammons got to do something this past weekend that, in his words, was just awesome. He raced at Bristol Motor Speedway. Not only that, but he did pretty well to boot. Billy took some time out of his day to tell us about the experience in a conversation we taped earlier this week. Billy, thanks for talking with us. For listeners who may not know you, why don't you start off telling us a little bit about yourself and how you got into racing?
My name is Billy Ammons. We drive in the street stock class. Our home track is South Alabama Speedway in Kinston, Alabama. Got started in racing back in 2000. A good friend of mine, Marty Bean, got me started in it. Actually, pretty much gave me his first race car. My first race car. We had to do a lot of work to it. Got it on track with Randy Montgomery up to 2006 when they shut down. Moved on to South Alabama Speedway, and now we're actually running some Frank Kimmel's Street Stock National Race.
And how did you get involved with the Kimmel Racing? It looks like you've run one other race with them.
That's correct. We actually seen it on the website and thought it was kind of interesting. He had a race last year, Memorial Day weekend, at Kentucky Motor Speedway, which is a mile and a half track, and none of us little short track guys have never got to run anything like that. Thought it was a neat deal. Changed our car up to meet their rules and specifications. Went up there and ran. Actually started 43rd and ended up finishing 22nd, I believe it was.
And then this past weekend in Bristol, it looks like you had a little weather to contend with, but from what you were posting on the forum, it looks like you guys had a pretty good time.
We did, yeah. This weekend we actually got to go to Bristol Motor Speedway, which is pretty much a local guy's dream. You go and watch races there, and that's your dream to get out there on that track. And Frank and Bill Kimmel gave us the opportunity. We went up there. About the only negative part about the whole weekend was the weather. It rained pretty much the whole time we were there. We did get half the race in. Went out, practiced, got a practice session in. We were 10th overall, quickest in practice. Then we went out to qualify. And qualified 18th. We actually found some problems with the left front suspension. The shims were falling out. Got that fixed for the race, started, and worked our way up, finished 12th.
Well, Bristol is one of those tracks that even a lot of non-racing fans have heard of, so getting to race there is a little bit like singing at, Carnegie Hall or something. So what was that like, getting to race on that track?
If I had to sum it up one word, I'd have to say it'd be awesome. It was just a heck of an experience. I appreciate everyone involved making it possible for us to be there. Yeah, if you talk about racing, or if you don't know about racing, and you say Bristol Motor Speedway, pretty much everybody knows what you're talking about, whether you're round track, dirt track, drag race, whatever it is. You know about Bristol Motor Speedway, and for us to have the opportunity to go up there and race, it was just a very neat experience. Had an awesome time.
Well, that's great. So what's up next for you?
We may throw in a few local races down at our home track, driving somebody else's car. But we're going to... Memorial Day weekend, they're having another dual race at Kentucky Motor Speedway, and we brought our car back in one piece with all the fenders on it, with not even a scratch on it. So we're going to put it on jack stands, and we're going to take it back to Kentucky on Memorial Day weekend, which I think is May 24th.
Well, good luck with that, and thanks for being on the podcast.
I'd like to thank my family for making this possible, my crew members, and all my sponsors, Amos Truck Repair, and Great Roof Consulting, and all the performance engines for building us a heck of an engine that survived the high banks of Bristol this weekend. I want to thank everybody for making that possible for us to be there.
All right, Billy, we appreciate it, and good luck with the rest of the season.
All right, thank you, Matt.
And that was Billy Ammons, who raced this past weekend at Bristol Motor Speedway. He qualified 18th and finished 12th. You can keep tabs on Billy at his website, BillyAmmonsRacing.com, and he also has a forum in the driver's section here at ShortTrackTalk.com. When we come back, we'll preview this weekend's racing. Stay with us.
Did you know that Short Track Talk now offers free email accounts? Get your name at ShortTrackTalk.com and use it for all of your email needs. Basic accounts are free and provide plenty of storage and features for most people. To sign up, just click the email link in the site menu. Free email, another feature from ShortTrackTalk.com, helping drivers and fans of short track racing communicate since 2006.
The Georgia Asphalt Series will be at Anderson Motor Speedway in Anderson, South Carolina Friday night, April the 11th. Racing starts at 8 p.m. and early entrants include two-time gas champ Frederick Moore, as well as Russell Fleeman, the 2007 gas champ. In addition to the gas race, which they're calling the Upstate 100, they'll also have a full slate of local divisions racing. That's Friday, April the 11th at Anderson Motor Speedway, just off of I-85 at exit 27. You take South Carolina 81 north, and the track is there on the right. Five Flags Speedway in Pensacola, Florida will be kicking off its 2008 Blizzard Series on Friday, April the 11th. Among those scheduled to race will be defending Blizzard Series champion Scott Carlson, as well as last year's Snowball Derby winner Augie Grill. They're expecting a great turnout with a car count that may even reach into the high 40s based on the preliminary driver list. In addition to that 100 green flag lap Blizzard Series opener, Five Flags will also be racing the Superstock, Sportsman, and Bomber classes. The feature races begin at 8, and tickets are $15 for adults, $14 for seniors and military personnel, $5 for kids aged 6 to 14, and those kids under 5 are admitted free so we can get them hooked on racing early. That's at Five Flags Speedway, just off of I-10 on Pine Forest Road in Pensacola, Florida. There will be racing at Sunny South Speedway in Grand Bay, Alabama on Friday, April the 11th. Friday's lineup includes the Legends, Bandos, Micro Sprints, Novice Stingers, Pro Stingers, and the Mini Stocks. Pit gate opens at 5, grandstands open at 6, and racing begins there at 8 p.m. They'll be racing at the South Alabama Speedway on Saturday, April 12th. Feature races include the Superstock, Modified, Vintage, Street Stock, Roadrunner, Coyotes, and the Cup Lights. South Alabama Speedway is on Highway 52 between Opp and Kinston. And that'll do it for this Wednesday, April 9th edition of Short Track Talk. Remember, if you want to make sure your announcement or other news item of interest gets on the program, just send us an email. The address is news@shorttracktalk.com. Our next podcast is set for next Wednesday, April the 16th. Till then, I'm Matt Jordan, hoping you have a great weekend of racing, and we'll see you on the web at shorttracktalk.com.